So one of the Svarim brings down the two women we're talking. One says to the other, oh, Mazel Tov, my son started talking. Oh, my son started talking. John says, oh, my son also started talking. Yeah, where's he talking? So we were, he's talking. He's talking in the house. He said, Mama, Papa. No, I was talking about something else with Klal. I was talking, my son started giving groshes for Rabin. You know, I was invited to give groshes for Rabin. You know, that's what I was talking about. So you see, two people could use the exact same language, but they're talking about two totally different things. One is talking about, you know, Baba Gaga, and one is talking about. So you bring down that that's the exact same thing with these parashis when it deals with the chatonim of the Dor HaMidbar. So the Torah speaks a language that we understand one way, but the meaning is far and beyond what we could comprehend. These people were much greater, on a much higher level. The chatonim were on a level that we can't understand. I once mentioned here years ago, Tzadik Katomer Yifrat, as far as say, Tavis, Tzadik Katomer Yifrat. This guy was a great person. Over Lefi Dargosa, he did a tremendous chait. We don't understand exactly what it was. As a matter of fact, I saw one of the Svarim brings down, the Rashi says over here, Vayikach Koyrach, Parsha Zu Yofan addresses, Medrash Rav Tanchuma. This Parsha Gidash is very nicely. What does Rashi want over here? So the Belt says over, Medarat Sachas, that some drushes, you know, you'll talk about Pesach on Chanukah, it's not Tzugapas B'chlav. Talk about Chanukah in the 3 weeks, B'chlav not Tzugapas. This drush will be a Tzugapas all the time. Because unfortunately, there's Machlokes all over. But I saw in the Sefer Darash Mardukha, he says, Pashas Umidrashes, that most things he can understand, but Derech HaPshat. And the Drush is an added Zach, Agavi HaPshat. But this Parsha can only be learned, not with the Pshutai, the way we understand it, but it has to be learned, but Derech Drush, I'll be the way Chazal saw it. Because it was on a much higher level than what we can understand. Vayikach Kairach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi, Vidosan Vahaviram, Ben Eliyah. Rashi says, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi. The way he's here, Ben Yaakov. But it doesn't mention Ben Yaakov. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu asked for Rachmonis that his name should not be mentioned with the Machloikas. Shenemar, as it says, who the Koholim Alteka Kibayim. And their Kehillah, my covenant should not get together with them. Everybody asks the Kasha. What exactly did Yaakov Avinu think was going to happen if we don't mention his name? You know, we don't know that Korach has been Yitzhar, Ben Kos, Ben Levi, and you can't figure out that Levi was the son of Yaakov. So what's the pshat? He didn't want that his name should be mentioned. And furthermore, if his name is blatantly left out, we ask the kasha, where's Yaakov? Oh, so Mela's name is mentioned. So what's the pshat over here? So I saw him to say for Darash Mardukhai, Givaldig pshat. Not the pshat that Yaakov Avinu didn't want to be mentioned, that we shouldn't know who Korach's ancestor is. That's not the pshat. Later on he's mentioned the Rei Yom Aladuchan anyway. So what's the pshat over here? The pshat is that Yaakov Avinu was the Yisrael of Klal Yisrael. He did not want his name to be associated with Machlokes, because if there's a breach in the Yisrael, then the rest of the building doesn't stand a chance. So Yaakov Avinu was like a Tchil Misalat himself. You should know that my name represents Achdus, and my name is the antithesis of Machlokes. And all of the 12 Shotim, they all have to be Misachid through me. So if Korach would have been the Yuchas to Yaakov, that would have implied that in Yaakov Avinu there's a certain little grain of Machlokes, and that would spell doom for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu was misfollowed, that this union of Machlokes, this breach, should have no Shaykhus with me. In a similar vein, you find, I might have mentioned this once before, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were nifter, Shalainogu covered Zebazeh. So Ron Kotelzatzal asks a question, where do you find there's a Chiyav Misa, Shalainogu covered Zebazeh, even a Malbim, a Chaber, Barabim, which is like Shechas Damim, you don't find anywhere a Chiyav of Misa. And over here, for a Shalainogu covered Zebazeh, there should be a Chiyav Misa, what's the pshat? So Ron Zatzal said, it's not the pshat that they were Chayav Misa, but there is a punishment. The Rabbi Akiva, he is the one that was Masabah Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh received the Shleimus through Rabbi Akiva. And these Talmidim would be the first in the link of the Masaira to for the next generations. They were like the Yisayra of Teresh Shabbat Peh for the coming generations. If there's the tiniest little breach in the Yisayra, then the rest of the Binyan doesn't stand a chance. Hashem Fizeh, the Yisayra of Teresh Shabbat Peh, could not have come through them. Later on, the Medrash says that Rabbi Akiva told his five remaining Talmidim, Tnu Daitchem Shloitasu Kerishayinim, pay heed, pay attention, not to be like the first ones, and the Torah was not given over through them. If there's a breach in the Yisayin, then the rest of the Binyan does not stand a chance. So this is what Yaakov Avinu wanted over here. B'kol ha-malteichet k'vaydi, machloike should not be miyuchas to me. V'ayn ben Pelos. Ayn ben Pelos was one of the people of Shevet Ruvain that got together with Korach. The Gemara in the Masechta of Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph says, Chochmas noshim bonso baisa, the chochma of women built a house, zu ishter shel Ayn ben Pelos. This is the wife of Ayn ben Pelos. She told him, my nafkamina to you, who's going to win here? If Moshe Rabbeinu wins, you'll be a Talmud, and if Korach wins, you're going to be a Talmud. So either way, you're not going to win anything. What should I do? I got myself, they're coming to get me. I was machayev myself to be with them. Says you. She gave him wine. He fell asleep. She brought him to his room. She stayed outside. She uncovered her hair. And they saw it. They ran away. And Mela, she saved him. So you have to say, what's the big chachma over here? I mean, it's a push to logic. If Moshe Rabbeinu was going to win, you're going to be a Talmud. If Korach wins, you're going to be a Talmud. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. So what is the Chochmas Hashem Ibonso Baisa? So they say over in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta that it could be the most partial to logic, but in the time of Machloikis, people get so carried away that they lose all logic, they lose all seichel, they're beyond anything. And usually a wife gets schlepped along, the husband's a Machloikis, so the wife gets schlepped along with it. Chochmas Hashem Ibonso Baisa, she was smart enough to know that they're getting all riled up, they're getting all heated up over nothing, because Maisa, it does not make a chiluk to him whether Moshe is the Rosh Yeshiva or Korach is the Rosh Yeshiva, and she maintained the equilibrium at a time where it's the derech, and this one says this, and this one says that, and the fire gets bigger and bigger and bigger, she was able to maintain her equilibrium, and the Mela, she didn't get carried away with the Machloikas. The Chofetz Chaim used to say that the Velt says that the biggest tippish is a chacham legabi himself. The biggest tippish, when it comes to Zegen Zach, he's a chacham. You find in Halach, in Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, there's the concept of a migu. You know, a person believing with this taina, because if he wanted to, he could have tainted a better taina. So everybody, who says he would have thought of a better taina? Everybody is smart enough to have thought of the better taina. So the belt says over, when it comes to a person's money, he becomes the biggest chacham, he becomes the biggest bikur. So the Chofetz Chaim used to say, the belt says over, that the biggest nar, when it comes to Zegen Zachen, he's the biggest pikeach. He said, I say, sometimes the biggest pikeach, when it comes to himself, becomes the biggest nar. Because when it comes to your own things, you can't see things objectively. You're subjective. And that's really what happened to Korach over here. He was partially, he became a nar l'gabi himself. He's not able to see. The Chofetz Chaim said over, Mori de Kemaisa, Pacha de Kemaisa. Time said over, there was a maisa, that there was a yid in Poland that was the official record keeper of the county. Kept the records of the births and the deaths and the marriages and whatever statistics had to be kept. So the yid, you know, this guy was a yid. The yid, they felt they could ask a yid for a favor. So to get their kids out of the army, to go with him, maybe give him a second matan and say, maybe he could write that his son died on this and this day. And if he's dead, he can't be drafted to the army. So he says, not good to, you know, a little bit of money also helped a little bit. And he said, died on this and this day. This one died on this and this day. And good, that's the way people save their kids from being drafted into the army. One day, this guy's next door neighbor got into a fight with him. Going to the authorities, I'm going to report him for what he's doing, I'm going to get him into trouble, he's going to get sent to prison. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He saved our two sons from the draft. He said, I don't care what he did, you know, I'm getting him in trouble. I said, what do you mean? then we're going to get into trouble. Our sons are going to be drafted. They're going to get into trouble for dodging the drift. I don't care. It's good enough for them to go to jail just to get them into trouble. But wait a minute. But you're going to get into trouble. I don't care. It's good enough for me to go and for you to go and for him to go. I'd be to get that guy into trouble. True story. It's about times. What are you talking about? You're ready to put your whole family into prison. And those governments in those days were not, you know, there was no equal rights. There was no, you know, air-conditioned rooms where you could watch the, you know, the World Series in the jail. It was a dungeon, you know. But he was willing to do it. I'd be to get that guy. In times of machlokes, a person does not think logical. And this was the chachma. This was her chachma that she saw them getting riled up, and she didn't get carried away. And she taught them pure logic, simple logic, not racist. But she told him simply, you're not gaining anything either way. Pasuk goes on. Pasuk says, Rav lochem b'nei Levi. So Rashi brings down the Chazal, the Kairach she pikeach hoya, Kairach that was a pikeach, ma rol ishtuze. Moshe Rabbeinu warned them, there's only room for one person to be a kohen gadol. There's 250 of you. Only one person is going to make it out. So be careful. Be careful, you better be sure of yourself. So Bek Rashi, Bekairach, Shepikeach, he was a Pikeach. Maro Lushtuze. Rashi, Eino Hitose. His eyes, they misguide him. Rosh al Shele Sheldula Yoitze Mimenu. He saw a chain of greatness emerging from him. Shmuel, Sheshokel Kenegin Moshe Ba'ar. Shmuel that was Shokel Kenegin Moshe Ba'ar. And he also saw Chavdal Mishmaros of Levia coming out from him. So he says, Mishviloy ani nimlik. This that's supposed to come out of me. Then that's the sign that I'm going to be victorious. What he didn't see was that he himself is going to go down, you know, the tubes, and his sons are going to be the ones that are going to do tshuva. There's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base that says that Chana was misfollowed when she was davening Takodesh Baruch Hu, you know, Satala Masechta Zera Anosha. Zokti Gemara and Brachos, loy oruch, he shouldn't be too tall, the loy goods, and not too short. Loy koton, loy yantzazachim, loy tzachar, loy gira, the loy chacham, the loy tipish. He shouldn't be a chacham, and he shouldn't be a fool. So the Imre Yemes asks the question, did you ever hear a mother, davening Takodesh Baruch Hu, reminding him, give you a son that's not a chacham? You know, give me a son that's going to be the belt to you, give me a son that's going to be this, you know. Mamash, but that a mother should daven, give me a son, that's not a big chacham. You should be an average guy, I want an average person. You ever hear such a thing? So what's the pshat in Chana that she davened? I don't want it to be too big of a chacham and not a tipish. So Zotim Riemes, Chana, stammed from the mishpach of Kairach. And she saw the damage that a pikeach could cause. Kairach, it's like a halpa fan, oibra chacham. You know, Kairach should pikeach, oh yeah. Sometimes when a person is too geriven and he thinks he's smarter than the rest of the world, he outsmarts himself and he gets himself into trouble. So Chana, who was a descendant of Kairach, she saw what too much pikhas can do, how a person can get carried away with his pikhas, and that's the damage that it can cause. Mamela Shidab, I want an average person. And let him work on himself and a little shtayim neighbor. So Chaim Shmulevitz says, on a side note, take a look, Shmuel is shakal connected Moshe and Aaron. His mother davened that he should be a benyani. And the emesis, it says, Pashmas is mashma from the psukim, that her tefillos were answered. It says, Oh, now hazez malalti, vayitna Hashem liya shaylos, and shashalti mihimai. Vaistosh from the psukim, she was answered exactly the way that she asked. She was answered. So Shmuel was a benyani. Take a look what could come out, that from a benyani could come out someone that shakal connected Moshe and Aaron. Teretz is, a person could be born with average kishroinus, but if he's an humble viogeya, his kishroinus grow with him. Well, so maybe the Gemaisa that Rav Hutna Zatzal said over, he spoke, he said, a minor was a Kwanishel or Ravan Kotla Zatzal. So he said he was once speaking to Ravan Kotla. And he told him over the following story. He said, he had a car that was a Rosh Yeshiva, a big guy, had a yeshiva. And he had a daughter, an only daughter, and he was looking for a shiva for his daughter. said, he met a sugar for his daughter, a big mass man. He's a big buck. He was like, I'm spying London also. London out, but he wasn't sharp. He wasn't sharp. So what was bothering him? He says, I have the yeshiva, and I need to attract Bacharim, you know, sharp for Kedusha. He said, he's eventually going to take over my yeshiva. He's not going to be sharp. You know, he had a shash. He shouldn't take him as a son-in-law. So he went to Rabbi Shulayb Diskin, and he asked him the shayla. Shulayb Diskin told him, Chazal say, Kol ha-mekayimus ha-toyra me'oini, soifu l'kayimu me'oishi. That doesn't only go on money. That goes on kishrin as well. If a fellow works for fee, his kishrinus, the kishrinus grow with him. He ends up being l'kayimut me'oishi. So Rosh Hashiva listened, he took this bachur, whatever, and taka kachav ha-maisa, and he stayed with time. Tap would be a very sharper. I don't know who it was, but where I saw the mice, you know, it says that he tapped attracted Bachram to the yeshiva. There's also a second part of the story. This order of, so what was the point that Rabbi was trying to make? When he finished the story, Rabbi excused himself for a few minutes, walked out of the room. He's waiting and waiting and waiting, and he's not coming. Goes out to the side room, he sees Rabbi is crying. He goes faint to Rosh Hashiva. He says, Lida, I was never zeichet to that Ashiris. So Kutna said, in Slabotka, an average person was like an Ilui. An Ilui, and Rabbi Aaron was the Ilui Shebi Iluyim. So what could he have possibly meant? He was never zeichet to that Ashiris. So Kutna touched up, there's a special Ashiris that someone is zeichet that comes only mitaych aniyus. I mean, there's certain people that are born into riches. There's other people that were born with less riches, but they developed the riches on their own. That's a special ashiras that the Ili is not zayin. This is what he said. Well, this is what you see. She was responsible for a bainini, came out someone that was shokel connected my shabbat. After the Gansa Maisa, after the tragedy of Kairach, where the ground opened up and swallowed him up with all the people that were with him, they Mahini Machros. They made a deal. We're going to take a stick from every shaver, and we're going to put it into the oil mayid, and we're going to see which one is going to sprout. The one that sprouts, that's a sign that he's supposed to be the leader. The stick of iron had blossomed, the base lady. It brought out a blossom. Vayotzeitz tzitz, it sprouted a bud. Vayigmol shkeidim, and almonds ripened on it. Three things. A perach is a blossom. A tzitz is a bud. And shkeidim is almonds. So the Rishbam says, over here, if you look at the pasuk, it says, Vayavim oishel oyaleiz, v'nei parach matan lebeis lady. It only says parach. And afterwards, when Moshe Rabbeinu brought it outside, it only had the little blossom. When he brought it outside in front of the Bnei Yisrael, that's when it gave off the bud, and that's when it gave off the shkeidim. So they should see it with their own eyes. Maybe they'll be choshev, who knows what he did in there with it to make it grow. He says he saw it in front of their own eyes. They were able to see that this thing had shkeidim, and it also had blossom. And the Tziv brings down the Toshis Yeshonim, the Mesechtes Yumad Af Nun Beis, that says that it had all three things at the same time. Now, there are cloud, once it gets its almonds, then the buds fall off and the blossoms fall off. The nace, he brings down the Toshis Yeshonim, the nace was in three different parts of the stick. There was a blossom, and then a bud, and then shkeidim. So they were able to clearly see the nace. So the Bali Musar asks a question. So, why do they have to go through this whole business with the ground opening up, with the Keteres? Why didn't you show the nesh right away? And you could have saved yourself all of this agony. You know? Okay. Have a contest. Everybody put in a stick. And whoever's zeichet to the nesh, that'll be a simon that he's the one that's chosen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do they have to go through this whole tragedy? So the Sefer Darish Mardukai says in Gabal B'Gibshat, there's a Nifludik Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, the 10th parak of Sanhedrin. Chiel of Beisel, he rebuilt Yericho against the Kloa of Yeshua. Yeshua said that whoever rebuilds Yericho will lose his Bechor and he'll bury his last son. And Chil of Bezel, he started building it and building it and building it, and he lost 10 children, Rahman al-Islam. Lost 10 sons. The Gemara, the Medrash says that Achav was the one who was the Yidid of his. He was the one that gave him the Yetzer to rebuild Yericho. He lost all 10 children. So Eliyahu HaNavi went to the Menachem of Chil of Bezel. And there, who did he find? Achav also went to be Menachem Avol because this Chil was his good friend. So they started talking about the call of Yeshua. So Achav said to Eliyahu, who was greater, Yeshua or Moshe? What's the Shaila? Of course, Moshe Rabbein. He says, it appears to me that the Talmud is greater than the Rebbe. He says, Yeshua gave a klala that whoever builds Yericho is going to lose all Talmud children. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a klala, Hishonu lochem pen yifto levavchem, v'saretem v'avaretem l'him achemim v'shtachlisim lehem. What's going to happen? V'char af Hashem lochem, v'atsaras ha-shamayim lo yiyamota. Not going to be any rain. He says, I have been oivid every single avodah zarah in the world. Take a look. When I was living a life, beautiful, everything is gevaldik. He said, Chai Hashem, if rain is going to fall again, unless I say that the rain should come down. For the next 3 years, there was a terrible drought. The hunger was shreklach. Until finally, the mice of Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, they all went, and the Nevi'ei Habal against Eliyahu HaNavi, and they brought two cows, and each one was macrovit, and the fire came down, and it devoured that of Eliyahu. And everybody said, Hashem, who are the kid? So they asked the same kash. Why do they have to go through 3 years of drought, with hunger, with tzara? Right away, let them have this contest on Har HaKarmel, and whoever the fire comes down and devours, that's the one that's going to be tzaddik. Why do they have to go through this? Teres is up to Musa Svarim. He could have the greatest nisim in the world. But if a person, if he's subjected to his pramashkov is, then he'll see whatever he wants to see. He'll never be masculine. He can have the greatest nisim. He won't be masculine because he sees it the way he sees it. First, you have to break the person. And first, you have to show him that what you believe in is garnished with garnish. And after the person is totally broken, then only then can he see the emes in the nisim. That's what happened by Elohim. First, the Bnei Yisrael had to be broken. Take a look what Yahweh and the Tzaras are getting you. You're calling out to your gods, it's not helping the Kiyuzet. And they're starving, and people are dying, and they're suffering terribly. That breaks the person, it's machmiya the person, and only then were they ready for the Nesan HaKarmel Hashem HaLekel. It's the same thing over here. It's the same thing over here. If they would have made the Nes right away, but if they're Oymed with their Shita, we all heard the Nes Hashem HaLekecha, and they're still steadfast in their Shita, you'd have all the Nesan in the world, they're not going to be able to see the Emes. He says, I have my opinion, don't confuse me with the facts. It's only after they were broken that the Yisrael saw, take a look, the Pohel Yoitz of what Machloikis is, and we were talking wrong. And then to clarify everything, only then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Nes. The Vilna Gaon said a Zach, he was talking to his Talmidim once. He told his Talmidim that Aristotle was Yoidea Esribeinoi Umechavan Lernoibai. He knew the Bohel, he was able to be Machloikis the Bohel, but Bedafki didn't want to be Machloikis. The Rebbe knows. I'll tell you why. Because he had a machlokes with the Chachamim, Aristo, about how the planets are arranged up in Shamayim. The Chachamim said one way, he said a different way. So if it would have been me, I would have brought all the planets down here on the table and I would have shown them exactly the way it is. So I looked at him, huh? He says, yeah, with one shame, it's easy. You just bring down the two of all the planets down here and that's all you need. She says, and if I was able to do it, no question in the world that Shimon HaTzadik used to debate with Aristotle. It's a double portion that he was able to do. So how did Aristotle lie with his career? Terence is, he saw the truth, but he still wanted to stick to his ways. A person, you could show him everything in the world, you could show him the core of truth, but if he wants to stick to it. Nowadays, you see this in today's society. The morale says, V'ikris v'mashicha chutz b'yaski. Society is going to crumble, it's going to come apart at the seams. Why does it have to come apart at the seams before the Gula comes? Christ is, because people have to first become broken and they have to see whatever they try does not work. All of the great, you know, new innovations for society with communism, with Zionism, with materialism, with democracy. You see how democracy is working, where people make a sham out of democracy. You see how all this is not working. So first everything has to come apart, and only then could they be mocked with the MS afterwards, when they see the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something that we're witnessing today. But this is the pshat over here in the pasuk, why it had to happen in such a saving. This week's parasha, we find the parasha of Trumas Meiser. That the same way there's a mitzvah in Yisrael to give Truma, so a lady, when he gets Meiser from the Bnei Yisrael, he has a mitzvah of being after Truma. So state in pasuk, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem kadogam min hagoyrim. Your Truma will be considered like the grain on the threshing floor, the chamaleya min hayekev, and like the ripeness of the yekev of the vat. Simple pshat is that whatever truma is from a Yisrael, truma smaiser of a lady has the same halacha. There's a chiyuv misa if a zor eats it, and a shoyeg, a person eats, has to pay a karen, a chaymish, an osham. It has its regular misa. That's the simple pshat. Shimon Schwab, that's out, used to speak about the one Shabbos that he spent with the Chofetz Chaim, and the many divrei chochma that he heard from the Chofetz Chaim. So there's a famous thing that he said over from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim asked him, what did the mon taste like? So he says, whatever people wanted it to taste like. He says, and what happens if a person didn't think? So what the answer? That was the Torah says what it was like. The Torah says, Amon is the topic, it's Apikas Vash. But the Chofetz Chaim said, if a person didn't think, it didn't have a special taste. Had a generic taste, but a special taste it did not have. He says, we learn from over here that in Avodas Hashem, a person has to put machshava into what he's doing. Whether it's tefillah, he has to put machshava into his tefillah. He doesn't put machshava into his tefillah, he has no time. Same with learning. Learning, if a person doesn't concentrate on what he's doing, then the learning has no time. He says, well, alright, take a look at the Torah. Everybody understands the Torah according to they wear the machshava. The Lamdin understands Torah Lefi his Darga. A person likes Pilpul, he understands it Lefi his Darga. A person likes Bikis, he understands it Lefi his Darga. So you see that the Torah is a kind of a thing that everybody Lefi his time. Some people are more inclined to Halacha. Some people are more inclined to Haggadah. Every person Lefi, the Machshavah he puts into it. He says, like that in general with Avodas Hashem, the same exact thing. The Machshavah you put into it, that is the time that you're going to taste. And he said the pasuk, this pasuk here, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem. He didn't explain what he meant. So Schwab explained what it means, that from this parsha here you see the importance of machshava. Because the Gemara Darsh is out of this pasuk, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, that truma is chal b'machshava. If a person wants to eat from his tefuah, he doesn't have a chance to be mafresh. So he looks at one side and he has an achshava, I want this to be truma, and he can eat from that side without doing the maisa hafroshim. So you see that the koyach of achshava is, it shops it in hafroshim, it takes off an isra of tevel. Tevel has a chiyuv misa. So with achshava alone, that your mafresh that, it takes off a chiyuv misa from that. It places the chiyuvim of truma on the other thing, and this is what you can do with achshava. So that shows you the koyach ha-machshava, what it does with tefillah, with avoda, the ikur is the machshava that we put into it. Aguten Shabbos. What does that mean?